This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it a great day for President Trump because he gets a great big get-out-of-jail-free card? From where? From Ron DeSantis, who, according to all of the polling, is the closest to challenging President Trump for the Republican nomination for president. What does Governor DeSantis really have in mind? What does President Biden say when he's asked about a pardon for Donald Trump? Biden says, pardon me? No. They're talking about pardoning Trump. It's all extraordinary, and the context is extraordinary, because one of the things that is happening right now with all of the difficulties about January 6th is President Trump has already spoken. He featured it at his town hall that he did with Caitlin Collins in New Hampshire. And in that town hall, he said he was looking toward reexamining all of the January 6th cases and pardoning lots of people. He didn't say all of them. He very strongly implied that he wanted to pardon most of them. And there's this story from AP. Less than 2 months after he pleaded guilty to storming the U.S. Capitol, Texas resident Daniel Goodwin appeared on Tucker Carlson's then Fox News show and promoted a website where supporters could donate money to Goodwin and to other rioters who the site called Political Prisoners. The Justice Department now wants Goodwin to give up more than $25,000 he raised from patriotic, good-hearted Americans who wanted to help the people who had caused the riots at the Capitol. That's a clawback that is part of a growing effort by the government to prevent rioters from being able to personally profit from participating in the attack that shook the foundations of American democracy. An Associated Press review of court records shows that prosecutors in the more than 1,000 criminal cases from January 6, 2021 are increasingly asking judges to impose fines on top of the prison sentences to offset all the donations that have been pouring in to support the Capitol rioters. Dozens of defendants have set up online fundraising appeals with help from for help with legal fees, and prosecutors acknowledge there's nothing wrong with asking for help for attorney expenses. But the Justice Department, in some cases, is questioning where the money is really going, because many, if not most, of those who have been charged and are trying to raise money have public defenders. In other words, they have government-funded legal representation, because that is one of the great things about the United States. I think it's a great glory of our country, is that we make sure that when anyone stands trial, if they can't afford to get their own lawyer, or if they choose not to, you get a government lawyer who works for the U.S. government, paid by the taxpayer. And what's happened with some of these demonstrators is they've collected thousands and thousands of dollars that is not going to pay their attorney fees because they're getting paid for by the government. And with all of that going on and continuing, if DeSantis says he now wants to look at pardoning people, including Trump, is this basically the idea to say that, look, if Trump can't make it? I mean, by the way, Trump is going to be 78 years old when the presidential election takes place in 2024. And Trump, very much like Biden, has a possibility of having some kind of health issue between now and the election. I mean, look at what's going on right now with Senator Feinstein. And yes, she's 89. She's even considerably older than Joe Biden. But I do believe that there is a sense that there are all kinds of things that could happen with the Trump campaign, so he won't be there, so that DeSantis takes this position about pardoning Trump and other people who are involved in January 6th, that is his bid to pick up people who would like to vote for Trump, but for some reason can't, either because there are simply too many legal burdens on Trump, or he's dropped out of the race, or he has a health issue, or anything. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, this is from The Hill, said that if elected president, he will consider pardoning all the January 6th defendants, including former President Trump, on his very first day in office. That's before he's even fully investigated all these people he's pardoning. On day one, I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases, who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting, and we will be aggressive in issuing pardons. I would say any example of disfavored treatment based on politics or weaponization would be included in that review, no matter how small or how big. DeSantis also accused the Justice Department and the FBI of weaponizing its authority by pursuing ongoing investigations into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Justice Department said earlier this month that 1,033 arrests have been made in connection with the Capitol attacks, and about 485 people have been sentenced already due to criminal activity conducted that day, and because they've either pleaded guilty or they've been convicted. And DeSantis says, we're going to find examples where the government's been weaponized against disfavored groups, and we will apply relief as appropriate. But it will be done on a case-by-case basis. But he says all done on the first day. And then there's another headline, this from The Independent, and President Joseph Biden yesterday scoffed at the idea of granting his predecessor, former President Donald Trump, a pardon, absolving him of any crimes he may have committed during or after his presidency. Mr. Biden was asked if he'd consider a reprieve for Mr. Trump as he departed the White House en route to his Delaware home on Monday, that's yesterday, the day before the 8th anniversary of his late son, Beau Biden's death. Asked whether he'd heard that Florida Governor DeSantis said he'd pardon the disgraced ex-president, and if he'd consider doing so himself, the president flashed a smile and chuckled as he turned toward the South Lawn and his flight aboard Marine One. During his 2020 campaign for the presidency against President Trump, Mr. Biden was asked if he'd commit to not following the example of the late Gerald Ford, who famously awarded his disgraced predecessor, Richard Nixon, quote, a full, free, and absolute pardon to Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States committed between the start of his aborted second term and his August 1974 resignation. If the same issue might arise with Mr. Trump, the question about pardoning the then opponent came during a COVID-era virtual town hall hosted by MSNBC in May of 2015. And the former vice president, that was Joe Biden, said, would you commit to not doing what Gerald Ford did? Would you commit to not pardoning Donald Trump? He said, absolutely, yes, I commit. He added that the question of whether to prosecute Trump was off hands completely because, in his view, the Attorney General of the United States is the people's lawyer and not the president's lawyer. It seems to me, a more sensible answer than the one from DeSantis. There's more, and a new controversy involving Chick-fil-A being attacked not from the left, as it often is, but from the right. Why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned that there's new controversy involving Chick-fil-A. And I don't know how far this is going to go, how much it's going to sweep across the country. People who love Chick-fil-A love Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's a very, very popular country, and apparently they make a really terrific chicken sandwich. And again, it's become an American institution. And despite the fact that there were attempts by the left to do a boycotts and to bring lawsuits, Chick-fil-A has survived and thrived. But now it is receiving what is called an onslaught of conservative ire after the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI initiative spread across social media. Well, what they say concerning that initiative is one of our core values at Chick-fil-A, Inc., is that we are better together. Do you remember that was the campaign slogan for Hillary Clinton? Better together? That was what she tried to use in her failed presidential campaign in 2016. One of our core values at Chick-fil-A, Inc., is that we are better together, reads the company's website, which now includes a DEI section, diversity, inclusion, equity, and inclusion. When we combine our unique backgrounds and experiences with a culture of belonging, we can discover new ways to strengthen the quality of care we deliver to customers, to the communities we serve, and to the world. We understand that getting better at together means we learn better, care better, grow better, and serve better. And they reported Newsweek that approximately 80% of the United States employers have DEI initiatives. Brands like Bud Light and Target have recently experienced backlash and market shifts due to boycott efforts after the beer partnered with transgendered activist Dylan Mulvaney, and Target released tuck-friendly swimsuits that allow trans women who have not had gender affirmation surgery, in other words, who still have the equipment they were born with, to conceal their equipment ahead of LGBTQ plus Pride Month in June. Now all of this goes to some of the focus of the DeSantis campaign, which does not appear to have, I don't think the DeSantis campaign is about to launch a diversity, equity, and inclusion initiative. First of all, the response from Joe Biden, which we just talked about, when he was asked about the plan by Ron DeSantis to pardon President Trump along with other people involved with January 6th. I assume he would also go for pardoning people like Stuart Rose, the head of Oath Keepers, who just got sentenced to 18 years. Because he was involved in seditious conspiracy. And all the guys from Proud Boys who were placed in prison. In any event, let us go to the clip with Trump pardoning, with Biden getting ready to leave for Delaware. And he was asked, as he's getting on the helicopter, about whether he would pardon Trump like DeSantis would if Biden became president. This is clip two.
Ron DeSantis said that if he became president, he would pardon Trump. Where are you on the idea of president pardoning Trump?
Yep.
He just waved it off. It's no. There's no interest on the part of Joe Biden. All this is going on, Ron DeSantis is taking the weirdest effort to try to attack Trump from the right. Someone taking a position more strenuously right-wing than Donald Trump on what? On Disney. This is the words of the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Listen, this is clip five.
We're going to compete everywhere. Of course we can, but we're competing everywhere. Iowa is very important. We've got an incredible amount of support. I got endorsed by 37 legislators there before I even announced my candidacy. We obviously have a lot in common with Iowa in terms of what Florida's done and what they've done under Governor Kim Reynolds. And I think the groundswell of support has been really, really strong. And, you know, we're going to press the case. I mean, you know, they had mentioned there may be some differences with me and Donald Trump. And I think that those differences redound to my benefit in a place like Iowa. I mean, for example, you know, he's taken the side of Disney in our fight down here in Florida. I'm standing for parents. I'm standing for children. And I think a multi-billion dollar company that sexualizes children is not consistent with the values of Florida or the values of a place like Iowa.
Really? That the values of the Disney company, by the way, the we're going to be reviewing a little bit later on this show the new Disney hit Little Mermaid, which has gotten close to 70% positive reviews. And by the way, for Ron DeSantis, when does he believe that the Disney company went wrong? Because he's only been married for, I know it's less than a decade, less than 10 years. And he got married at Disney World. He did. A lovely marriage appears, and certainly a very dynamic and charismatic wife. He also said that if he is elected president, he's going to be ruthless as a destroyer. Destroying what? Listen, this is clip 10.
Congressman Chip Roy is a no thus far, and he tweeted that Congressman Chip...
Time for Ron DeSantis to run for president.
Because everyone knows if I'm the nominee, I will beat Biden, and I will serve two terms, and I will be able to destroy leftism in this country and leave woke ideology on the dustbin of history.
Okay, I will be able to destroy leftism. Leftism's been around in the United States for a long time. I mean, really, it has. The Socialist Party, which was definitely the left, and it was also pacifistic, got its all-time high return in 1912 with when Eugene Debs was. And 1912 is more than 100 years ago. He's going to destroy leftism? That's, I guess, supposed to get the juices running, right? We will get to Trump making his announcement about what he will do on day one if he is returned to the White House. What does he have in mind? We'll tell you coming right up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You
USA News update. The gloves are coming off as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being forced to continually defend the bipartisan debt ceiling deal he worked out with the White House. Today he said he's confused by the opposition in his own party.
I'm not sure what in the bill people are concerned about. It is the largest savings of $2.1 trillion we've ever had.
McCarthy said a compromise had to be made so the GOP couldn't get everything it wanted. The House Freedom Caucus is urging fellow Republicans to vote against the bill. Members of the House Freedom Caucus also considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They are upset over the debt ceiling bill. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made the announcement today, adding that she continues to live a happy life at home with her husband. Former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care earlier this year after suffering a series of hospitalizations. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's not a lot of history of a new president of the United States doing something radical and impactful on his first day in office. First days in office, there's an awful lot of pomp and circumstance and ceremony and celebration. And generally, there isn't a decisive turn that's taken by that president, even if he may promise it. And here we're hearing from DeSantis that his first day in office, he's going to be issuing pardons for people involved January 6th, including President Trump. And remember, President Trump doesn't have to be indicted on federal crimes to be pardoned for them. But the one thing that President DeSantis can't do, even if he is elected president, is he can't pardon Donald Trump for some of the federal, for some of the state crimes that he is facing problems with, like the crimes that Alvin Bragg is indicted him for, 34 counts in New York City, and there could be more. But Trump has in mind what he wants to do his first day as president, and it would basically be to change the Constitution of the United States. Here is President Trump announcing his plans for day one of the new Trump presidency. Listen, clip number one.
Plan to secure the border on day one. My new term in office, I will sign an executive order making clear to federal agencies that under the correct interpretation of the law, going forward, the future children of illegal aliens will not receive automatic U.S. citizenship.
Okay, they will not receive automatic U.S. citizenship. There's a little matter called the Constitution of the United States. The 14th Amendment, which was adopted right after the Civil War, was adopted in 1868. Section 1 of the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. This was talked about, and I know Ted Cruz, who's a very smart lawyer, has talked about it before. The consensus of legal scholars is overwhelmingly that birthright citizenship, the idea that if you're born in the United States, doesn't matter who your parents are. It doesn't matter, frankly, how you traveled to the United States before your birth. The language is just so clear. It's all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. The idea that President Trump wants to talk about going after people like that who are native-born Americans, who, by the way, are eligible to run for president right now. It's just one of those things that can be a little bit of a surprise. There's also surprises in Trump's messages, both his video messages and a written message for Memorial Day that he issued yesterday. He did a memorable Memorial Day. Well, of course, you want it to be memorable because it's Memorial Day, remembering. He did a memorable Memorial Day video yesterday honoring those who paid the ultimate cost in displaying their love for the country. This is clip three.
Here, on this soil, on these grounds, beneath those fields, lies the true source of American greatness, of American glory, and of American freedom. As long as we are blessed with patriots such as these, we shall forever remain one people, one family, and one nation under God.
Okay, uplifting. Positive, and then he also issued on Truth Social the following Memorial Day proclamation. It begins nicely. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, happy Memorial Day to all, but especially to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for the country they love, and to those in line of a very different, but equally dangerous fire, stopping the threats of the terrorists, misfits, and lunatic thugs who are working feverishly from within to overturn and destroy our once great country, which has never been in greater peril than it is right now. We must stop the communists, Marxists, and fascist pigs at every turn and make America great again. And who would he define exactly as the communist, Marxist, and fascist pigs? It is at least he is not trying to indicate that fascism is the opposite of communism. Yes, they have evil aspects of their ideology put together. And by the way, that would include Putinism. I actually prefer President Zelensky's video remarks about Memorial Day in America and its significance. The president of Ukraine had this to say. This is clip 15.
My special gratitude on this Memorial Day goes to all Americans of different times, sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, who became the warriors and whose strengths turned into the strengths of freedom, and who were destined to show to the world that freedom will always shine bright on the hill. Let our victory of the Ukrainian warriors make this light shine brighter. God bless America. Slava Ukraini.
Again, good to get that message. There is a fantastic column by Walter Russell Mead about the American stake in what is happening in Ukraine. And it's a very moving piece in the Wall Street Journal. And I think an important piece for people to keep in mind, at particularly at a time when we're arguing about what we're spending and where we're going and what we are doing in the United States. Walter Russell Mead, the headline, Putin's War is America's Opportunity. He says this: American policy conversations about Ukraine often assume that Ukraine is a problem. For some, it represents a distraction from China. Others fear Russian escalation and retaliation. Still others worry about the financial cost of supporting Ukraine's army and propping up its war-blighted economy. These concerns are real, and they have their place. But they miss the main point. Vladimir Putin's ill-judged, ill-planned, and ill-prosecuted war has ignited a national awakening in Ukraine. The country emerging from Putin's war will be a formidable new force in Europe, whose interests and outlook place it firmly in alignment with the U.S. And what does that mean? We'll get to it coming up. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, Walter Russell Mead has a terrific column today, the day after Memorial Day, and it's very important and very significant. It's a column in the Wall Street Journal, and he writes about this. He says, on a visit to Kyiv last week, I spoke with Ukrainians, including business executives, software wizards, survivors of the Russian occupation in Bucha, and veterans of the bitter fighting in Mariupol. Russian missiles streak across the sky, and every home has been touched by the war's human toll. But I didn't hear from one person who believed Ukraine should trade Crimea or the Donbas for peace. To understand today's Ukraine, he writes, think of Israel. After centuries of oppression culminating in the unspeakable violence of the 20th century, Israelis are determined to take their fate into their own hands and are willing to make the economic and personal sacrifices necessary to defend their independence. Ukrainians seem to have reached a similar place. The two world wars, the Russian civil war, and Stalin's genocidal cruelty subjected Ukraine to unspeakable suffering during the 20th century. Now, as Mr. Putin and the yapping propagandists of Moscow's bloodthirsty media threaten the country with a new dark age, Ukrainians have quite simply had enough. They don't know how this will end, and they don't know how long and how far the West will be willing to support them, but they are ready to do whatever it takes. The Ukraine that emerges from this baptism by fire, writes Walter Russell Mead, will be a formidable country with a battle-tested army, and it is going to transform the strategic landscape. It will join Poland, the Baltic Republics, that's Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, and the Scandinavian countries in a defense-minded bloc against Russian expansion. While danger persists, that bloc will be committed to the transatlantic alliance and see the U.S. as an essential partner in its defense. It will use its weight in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the European Union against any attempts by weaker-willed Europeans to triangulate between Washington and its opponents. Any end to the war, widely perceived as a defeat for Mr. Putin, will do more than create a powerful new ally for the U.S. It will also underline the value of an American alliance, that the U.S. and its allies could enable a smaller country to defeat Russia. Still anachronistically seen as a superpower by much of the world, will strengthen the American alliance network and dent the prestige of the revisionist powers. And then he writes, Ukrainians want deeper partnerships with American tech companies and with the Pentagon. Just as the uniquely close American cooperation with Israel's tech sector boosts American capabilities, tech cooperation with Ukraine will help U.S. businesses and the U.S. military maintain and even increase their lead over Beijing. Helping Ukraine is not a charity project to be undertaken out of sentiment, nor is it a strategic distraction that weakens our hand in the Indo-Pacific. In his blindness and in his folly, Vladimir Putin has handed the U.S. a golden opportunity. We should seize it with both hands. And again, there is every reason to believe with the new budget deal that it protects the U.S. economy, but it also protects our expenditures and the increase in expenditures that even Biden has authorized in terms of American defense and American security. And that contrasts with a commencement speaker who was Fatima Mohammed. She slammed Israel, particularly in her commencement speech, at the School of Law of the City University of New York. And she had this to say when she spoke at that graduation commencement ceremony. This is clip 4A.
To recognize that the law is a manifestation of white supremacy that continues to oppress and suppress people in this nation and around the world. We joined this institution to be equipped with the necessary legal skills to protect our communities, to protect the organizers fighting endlessly day in and out with no accolades, no cameras, no votes, no PhD grants, working to lift the facade of legal neutrality and confront the systems of oppression that wreak violence on them. Systems of oppression created to feed an empire with a ravenous appetite for destruction and violence. Institutions created to intimidate, bully, and censor, and stifle the voices of those who resist.
Okay, her legal education is paid for by taxpayers. She went on to, of course, attack Israel and said this.
In this moment of celebrating who we are, I want to celebrate CUNY Law as one of the few, if not the only law school, to make a public statement defending the right of its students to organize and speak out against Israeli settler colonialism. That this is the law school that passed and endorsed BDS on a student and faculty level, recognizing that absent a critical imperialism settler colonialism lens, our work and this school's mission statement is void of value. That as Israel continues to indiscriminately rain bullets and bombs on worshippers, murdering the old, the young, attacking even funerals and graveyards, as it encourages lynch mobs to target Palestinian homes and businesses, as it imprisons its children, as it continues its project of settler colonialism, expelling Palestinians from their homes, carrying the ongoing Nakba, that our silent is no, that our silence is no longer acceptable.
Okay, a little bit of silence or restraint or maybe balance. There is so much to be said in answer to someone at a public university paid for by the city of New York to take such pride and energy in the kind of anti-Israelism that, of course, borders on anti-Semitism because of the judging of Israel by different standards from any other country in the world. Meanwhile, when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you, but as you get older, coffee, sugar, alcohol, and fast food can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and win. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it can start diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day, that's all you need. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll start to feel younger, healthier. I know because I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7, get $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. It's easy. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Medved. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit Balance, the number 7.com, and use the code word Medved to get that free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Speaking of smooth skin and the importance of skin color, one of the key messages of Dr. King and the great leaders of the civil rights movement was that color of skin shouldn't determine destiny. There's a new attempt at a school curriculum to replace or substitute for the 1619 Project and worse. There's also a new indication that most people agree, black, white, that we should be colorblind in our administration of justice. We'll get to that and its importance because there are few issues that are more important for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.